The illusion of perfection. The world and everything in it is currently broken, ourselves included. We all know our own imperfections all too well. However, we sometimes forget that others are just as broken. That's because we've all become quite gifted at attempting to hide them. So much in the public arena is really all just a facade. Things are rarely how they appear, but how others want them to appear. We all spend so much time fabricating masks. This concealment extends to every conceivable avenue and facet of life. For example, have you ever seen pictures that compare actors and actresses with and without all of that makeup? How about an everyday person who's had a makeover or a professional photography that has been airbrushed? There's an attempt in this life to touch up everything for appearance's sake. Perhaps in some ways the effect is beyond a mere attempt to deceive, as it is a longing that things be made right. We can only imagine what it will be like when all of creation will be revealed by God in its state of perfection, when all of the flaws are removed, not merely covered up. The grand news is that such a day is coming. The idea of judgment in Scripture is about setting things right, of correcting every wrong, of bringing all imperfection to perfection. This is God's glorious plan. Nothing will be able to disrupt Him from reaching such perfection, not even us, laden with our current imperfections. For even our temporary imperfections are of His design. There is little wonder that Paul rejoiced with these words, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.